The word today is clay. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. In Israel, there are ancient tells or man-made hills that cover the ruins of ancient cities. Included in those ruins are often clay jars. Our Bible teacher has seen these jars in person, and often clay pottery pieces litter the ground. These once common containers used to hold valuable items like food and water. Here to explain how God wants our bodies to be like clay jars is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Clay.
We humans are privileged to one of the most amazing things in the universe. We are privileged to have the opportunity of God's power of salvation to be placed right within our bodies. Right within our living existence, God can place His ability to redeem people and save people for eternal life. We're going to hear about that a little bit from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And the title that's been given to this section in the Bible has been called Treasures in Jars of Clay. What's being discussed is that God's salvation is like a precious treasure, but our bodies are like jars of clay. The one is exquisitely beautiful and fantastic and precious, the other seemingly not even nearly so important. But we're going to find out that God values our bodies as well as our spirit, and that He chose to put His power of eternal life within us, the gospel within us. We're going to start here in 2 Corinthians 4 at about verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. I'm going to jump down now to verse 16, where it continues. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So we're talking about the fact that God's salvation is this precious gift. And, oh, it is so precious, just as precious as the sun that has been made to shine upon the earth and give its physical light. So also the gospel, the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ as this world's Messiah, as this world's Savior, is every bit as precious. The soul of a human that is trapped by sin, that is corrupted by sin, is darkened. And it needs the light of salvation in Jesus. It needs to have the darkness and the gloom dispelled. And when a person puts their hope and faith in Jesus, they are remade. They're now a treasure, someone who is so valuable to God, because they've received His forgiveness, they've received His blessing, and now they are going to be slated for life eternal. they will not need to be destroyed because of their sin. It's been paid for. It's been forgiven in Christ. This is the beautiful thing that's being talked about in verse 6 when it says that the God who let light shine out of darkness, that's a reference back to Genesis and the creation account. The God who made this world also caused his light to shine in our hearts. Well, that's the news of Christ that leads us to salvation. And when that illuminates our hearts and minds, we then become born again. Then we have become Christian. All we need do is simply trust in this. All we need do is put our faith in Jesus and give our lives to him and live a life of thankfulness to him. That's all God is looking for. And what happens then is that we end up going from a life that would end in death and destruction, a life that would be antagonistic and hostile to God, it suddenly then is redeemed. Suddenly our life takes on eternal purpose and significance. And that's the real miracle of being born again. It's like God has recreated you, made you an entirely new person. It's a fantastically bright thing in life. It's a marvelous thing, a joyous thing when you come to believe in Jesus Christ. And all of that weight and guilt and burden of sin, all of the horrors of the fear of the wrath of God, all of that goes away because you're now in a good relationship with God. So you have this. When you come to Jesus, you have this treasure, this precious thing of salvation that Jesus won for you by his suffering and death. And now it's guaranteed to you because he's been raised from the dead. So you have this within you. And where is God keeping this most critically important thing? Where does God keep this precious thing? Does he go to a bank and stick salvation in a bank vault? Does he dig the world's deepest hole and put it in a cavern underground in order to preserve it? No. Where does God put this treasure of salvation? He puts it in clay containers. He puts it in humans who have been made from the earth. You know, we're called earthlings because we were drawn from the earth and God breathed his life into us, as it says in the Genesis account. And so here now you have one of the most fantastic ironies that God's creating and all-preserving power is put into the gospel, and it's this most precious thing in the world. And humans, fallible humans, weak humans, people that are susceptible to illness and death, this is where God is putting his most precious treasure. And that's why we should be so honored to represent Jesus and salvation through him. In verse 10, Paul is talking about it, and he's saying, we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus. And that's why when he is discussing the experiences the Christians were going through when they were tortured, when they were persecuted, it was actually bearing the mark of Jesus. It was actually feeling the pain that Christ felt. It was actually participating in the attack of the world against him. And yet, still, the love of God comes out. Still, the forgiveness of the Almighty is presented, even to enemies, even to people that would hate them. The Christians many times had to flee, but they would still speak of the love and kindness of God. And Paul says, we're wasting away. In verses 16 through 18, in regards to our physical condition, he says, we don't lose heart, though outwardly, physically, we're wasting away, yet inwardly, we're being renewed day by day. And you can see this in your own body. You know you're wasting away over time. It doesn't take long to come to grips with the fact that you're aging, that your disease is starting to take over your body, that you're going to be meeting death at some point. You got to face this. Why run from it? Why pretend as though this isn't reality? Just this last week, I had the privilege of giving Christian burial for two members of our church. And both of them knew what a precious treasure they had in Jesus. And they knew that while their body was deteriorating, wasting away, while they were dying, they had this gift of salvation in Jesus. There is nothing more comforting in the world than knowing the true God who has saved you when your body fails. It's something you have to think about, something you want to get right with God between yourself and Him before that happens. The Lord God wants our spirit to grow stronger, even as our body fails. He wants us to have this renewal day by day. How do we get this renewal? Well, we need to repent of the sins that keep dragging us down. We need to turn away from idols, from false gods. We need to renounce our belief in material things or in false belief systems. We have to acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Messiah, as the Lord. You have to start there. And once you do that, you will then be illuminated by the Holy Spirit. You'll be given this new outlook that you want to live your life for God. And you will begin then to do His will, and that will change your whole situation. It will change everything around. And remember, God values you, and He values the body He gave you. That's why Jesus Christ died, not just to save the spirit, but also your body. You see, you may be a clay vessel. You may be a material being, but God made you and He values you. So even if you're ill, even if you're not very pretty, even if you're not highly intelligent, it doesn't matter. You are the vessel that holds God's truth and God's power. Never forget that. He values you as the container that holds His salvation. And He has promised to raise you up and give you eternal life if you believe in Him. This is such a glorious, beautiful thing to know that you can be the vessel of the power of God. You can be the clay jar who walks and talks and shares this fantastic power of salvation that is given to people in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.